The following is a review of derivatives principles and is designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in derivative markets and instruments. The first LOS is to define a derivative and distinguish between exchange-traded and over-the-counter derivatives. A derivative is a security that derives its value from the value or return of another asset or security. A physical exchange exists for many options contracts and futures contracts. Exchange-traded derivatives are standardized and backed by a clearinghouse. Forwards and swaps are custom instruments and are created and traded by dealers in a market with no central location. A dealer market with no central location is referred to as an over-the-counter market. They are largely unregulated markets, and each contract is with a counterparty, which may expose the owner of a derivative to default risk when the counterparty does not honor the commitment. Some options trade in the over-the-counter market, notably bond options. The next LOS requires us to contrast forward commitments with contingent claims. A forward commitment is a legally binding promise to perform some action in the future. Forward commitments include forward contracts, futures contracts, and swaps. Forward contracts and futures contracts can be written on equities, indexes, bonds, physical assets, or interest rates. A contingent claim is a claim to a payoff that depends on a particular event. Options are contingent claims that depend on a stock price at some future date. While forwards, futures, and swaps have payments that are made based on a price or rate outcome, whether the movement is up or down, contingent claims only require a payment if a certain threshold price is broken, for example, if the price is above X or the rate is below Y. It takes two options to replicate a future or forward. Credit derivatives are contingent claims that depend on a credit event such as a default. The next LOS is a large one. It asks us to define forward contracts, futures contracts, options, calls and puts, swaps, and credit derivatives and compare their basic characteristics. We will begin with forward contracts. In a forward contract, one party agrees to buy and the counterparty to sell a physical or financial asset at a specific price on a specific date in the future. A party may enter into the contract to speculate on the future price of an asset, but more often, a party seeks to enter into a forward contract to hedge an existing exposure to the risk of asset price or interest rate change. A forward contract can be used to reduce or eliminate uncertainty about the future price of an asset it plans to buy or sell at a later date. Typically, neither party to the contract makes a payment at the initiation of a forward contract. If the expected future price of the asset increases over the life of the contract, the right to buy at the forward price will have positive value, and the obligation to sell will have an equal negative value. If the expected future price of the asset falls below the forward price, the result is opposite, and the right to sell at an above-market price will have a positive value. The party to the forward contract who agrees to buy the financial or physical asset has a long forward position and is called the long. The party to the forward contract who agrees to sell or deliver the asset has a short forward position and is called the short. A deliverable forward contract is settled by the short delivering the underlying asset to the long. Other forward contracts are settled in cash. In a cash-settled forward contract, one party pays cash to the other when the contract expires based on the difference between the forward price and the market price of the underlying asset at the settlement date. Apart from transactions costs, deliverable and cash-settled forward contracts are economically equivalent. Cash-settled forward contracts are also known as contracts for differences or non-deliverable forwards. Next, we will look at futures contracts. A futures contract is a forward contract that is standardized and exchange-traded. The primary ways in which forwards and futures differ are that futures are traded in an active secondary market subject to greater regulation, backed by a clearinghouse, and require a daily cash settlement of gains and losses. Futures contracts are similar to forward contracts in that both can be either deliverable or cash-settled contracts, and both have contract prices set so each side of the contract has a value of zero value at the initiation of the contract. Futures contracts differ from forward contracts in the following ways. Futures contracts trade on organized exchanges. Forwards are private contracts and typically do not trade. Futures contracts are standardized. Forwards are customized contracts satisfying the specific needs of the parties involved. A clearinghouse is the counterparty to all futures contracts. Forwards are contracts with the originating counterparty and therefore have counterparty credit risk. The government regulates futures markets. Forward contracts are usually not regulated and do not trade in organized markets. A major difference between forwards and futures is futures contracts have standardized contract terms. For each commodity or financial asset, listed futures contracts specify the quality and quantity of assets required under the contract and the delivery procedure for deliverable contracts. The exchange sets the minimum price fluctuation, or tick size, the daily price move limit, the settlement date, and the trading times for each contract. The settlement price is analogous to the closing price for a stock, but is not simply the price of the final trade of the day. It is an average of the prices of the trades during the last period of trading, called the closing period, which is set by the exchange. This specification of the settlement price reduces the opportunity of traders to manipulate the settlement price. The settlement price is used to calculate the daily gain or loss at the end of each trading day. On its final day of trading, the settlement price is equal to the spot price of the underlying asset. Futures prices converge to spot prices as futures contracts approach expiration. The buyer of a futures contract is said to have gone long or taken a long position, while the seller of a futures contract is said to have gone short or taken a short position. For each contract traded, there is a buyer who is long and a seller who is short. The long has agreed to buy the asset at the contract price at the settlement date, and the short has agreed to sell at that price. The number of futures contracts of a specific kind, for example, soybeans for November delivery, that are outstanding at any given time is known as the open interest. Open interest increases when traders enter new long and short positions and decreases when traders exit existing positions. Speculators use futures contracts to gain exposure to changes in the price of the asset underlying a futures contract. In contrast, hedgers use futures contracts to reduce an existing exposure to price changes in the asset. An example is a wheat farmer who sells wheat futures to reduce the uncertainty about the price he will receive for his wheat at harvest time. Each futures exchange has a clearinghouse. The clearinghouse guarantees traders in the futures market will honor their obligations. The clearinghouse does this by splitting each trade once it is made and acting as the opposite side of each position. The clearinghouse acts as the buyer to every seller and the seller to every buyer. By doing this, the clearinghouse allows either side of the trade to reverse positions at a future date without having to contact the other side of the initial trade. This allows traders to enter the market knowing that they will be able to reverse or reduce their position. The guarantee of the clearinghouse removes counterparty risk from futures contracts. In the history of U.S. futures trading, the clearinghouse has never defaulted on a contract. In the futures markets, margin is money that must be deposited by both the long and the short as a performance guarantee prior to entering into a futures contract. Unlike margin in bond or stock accounts, there is no loan involved, and consequently no interest charges. This provides protection for the clearinghouse. Each day, the margin balance in a futures account is adjusted for any gains and losses in the value of the futures position based on the new settlement price, a process called the mark-to-market, or marking-to-market. Initial margin is the amount that must be deposited in a futures account before a trade may be made. Initial margin per contract is relatively low and equals about 1 day's maximum price fluctuation on the total value of the assets covered by the contract. Maintenance margin is the minimum amount of margin that must be maintained in a futures account. If the margin balance in the account falls below the maintenance margin through daily settlement of gains and losses from changes in the futures price, additional funds must be deposited to bring the margin balance back up to the initial margin amount. This is different from maintenance margin in equity accounts, which requires investors only to bring the margin back up to the maintenance margin amount. Margin requirements are set by the clearinghouse. Many futures contracts have price limits, which are exchange-imposed limits on how each day's settlement price can change from the previous day's settlement price. Exchange members are prohibited from executing trades at prices outside these limits. If the equilibrium price at which traders would willingly trade is above the upper limit or below the lower limit, trades cannot take place. Consider a futures contract that has a daily price limit of 2 cents and settled the previous day at $1.04. If on the following trading day traders wish to trade at $1.07 because of changes in market conditions or expectations, no trades will take place. The settlement price will be reported as $1.06 for the purposes of marking to market. The contract will be said to have made a limit move, and the price is said to be limit up from the previous day. If market conditions had changed such that the price at which traders are willing to trade is below $1.02, $1.02 will be the settlement price, and the price is said to be limit down. If trades cannot take place because of a limit move, either up or down, the price is said to be locked limit, since no trades can take place and traders are locked into their existing positions.